Hello, and welcome to the F.M. Kirby Children's Center podcast series. This series covers a variety of childcare, parenting, and early education topics relevant to parents just like you. I'm your host, Amy Reed. I'm the marketing coordinator of the F.M. Kirby Children's Center of the Madison Area YMCA. This week, we are diving into the topic of nutrition. As the mother of three, I can't wait to learn tips to conquer picky eaters and how to provide healthier eating choices. Today, I am joined by Connie Schertz, who is a registered dietitian with a master's degree in nutrition and a certified diabetes educator. We also have our Madison Area YMCA Healthy You coordinator, Katie Kuntz. Welcome to our podcast. Connie, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Connie Schertz. I'm a registered dietitian with 30 years of experience counseling kids and adults with different nutrition concerns. I am very happy to be here today and to share what information I have. I have two grown kids and have gone through the picky phases of eating and the stubbornness of eating, and I'm hoping that I can help out.
Thanks, Connie. We're so glad to have you here. Katie, there's a Start Healthy, Stay Healthy nutrition event coming up at the Kirby Center on Wednesday, June 13th at 6:30 p.m. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Hi, I'm Katie Kuntz. I'm the school age coordinator and the Healthy New coordinator for the Madison Area YMCA. I have a one-year-old son and a three-year-old daughter, and I'm very excited to be running this training. This event will teach you the importance of providing healthier eating choices for parents and caregivers of children ages birth to 3 years old. Join us on June 13th at 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It is a free event. Registration is required, online or by calling the FM Kirby Center.
Sounds like a fantastic event. So let's talk about childhood nutrition.
Thank you, Amy. So one of the questions I have for you, Connie, is what if my child won't eat what I serve?
That is an excellent question and one that I hear very often. And the interesting thing is it's not up to us to dictate what our child will or will not eat. It is our responsibility as parents or caregivers to provide healthy meals in a nice atmosphere. Whether or not the child wants to eat all of it or part of it is up to them, and we should not cater to our kids' food preferences. In catering to their food preferences, it narrows their selections of foods that they will end up eating, and we kind of create a monster in that it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that they keep eating the same foods over and over and get more and more reluctant to try new foods. So just present the foods, make it a non-issue. Do not tell them they have to try it. Do not tell them they have to eat a certain portion. Let them pick and choose. That's their ownership. And it's our responsibility just to present a healthy meal.
Okay, so my question is, my daughter will eat all of the carbs on her plate, and then she wants more but doesn't touch the protein or the vegetables. Do I give her more, or do I say, take two more bites of your protein or two more bites of your vegetables, and then I'll give you more of your pasta you want?
I would encourage the child to try to eat from a different food group because they've already gotten that complex carb food group mastered. However, I would not make it a big deal. The more we push kids and the more we make eating a big deal, the more stressful it becomes and kids don't even want to come to the table anymore. My feeling is that meals should be family time, social time, comfortable time, the soft place to land time, and not be focused on, did you eat enough? Did you try this? You can't have more of that. What we forget to realize as parents is it's not our job to make our kids eat a certain amount or to make them eat certain foods. Frankly, you can't make anybody eat. Our job as parents is to present a healthy meal in a nice atmosphere, and what the child decides to pick off that plate is completely up to them. Your question is good because carbs are the food group that seems to get the bad reputation right now as being the most controversial. However, I would encourage them to have other food groups first. Maybe have more vegetable, have more of the protein, drink more milk. If they're insistent on having more carb, I would let them have a small amount more of carb. But of course, I would always let them have more of the vegetable.
Great. That's great advice. Thank you, Connie. I'm definitely going to use that. My other question is, we do Sunday desserts. So she knows that on Sunday, she's going to get a special dessert, ice pop or a cookie. But it's getting to the point that she knows that. And on Sunday, when she starts to eat, she's not really finishing her dinner. She's just focusing on, when am I giving dessert? Can I have it now? But she's not even finishing her dinner. Should we stop Sunday dessert? Should we just make it randomly? Where's your suggestion on that?
I definitely wouldn't stop Sunday dessert because that makes Sunday special. And coming to the table and eating with your family is family time. It's socialization with your family. It's a mini nutrition lesson every time your child sits at a table with you and watches what you eat. So I would definitely encourage Sundays to be a little special by having a dessert. However, I might suggest holding off on the dessert until an hour or so after dinner. Because one of the things that we want kids and everybody to do is pay attention to their own internal cues for being no longer hungry. By having dessert right after dinner, sometimes we're telling kids, yes, eat that good meal, and then even though you're not hungry any longer, put something else in, which is creating fullness, and we don't want them to get into the habit of eating when they're already satisfied. So I think my suggestion would be to hold off on the dessert for an hour or so, make it a special treat on Sundays, but not right on top of dinner.
I love that. And I also like the fact that we can go back and having another family time an hour after we just had our dinner. I'm going to go focus more on my son, a one-year-old. He is starting to get the pickiness and only eating certain things as well. Do I offer those Cheerios before, because he gets really hungry before we give dinner, or do we hold off and say, you know, you have 10 more minutes till dinner's ready, and just make him wait it out until the dinner is ready for us?
I believe the question is if your child is asking for something to eat soon before a meal. And my answer for that would be give them part of the meal if you have any part of it prepared already. So if you have the salad ready to go, or the cooked vegetable, or you have some cut up fruit that you were going to serve with dinner, I would allow them to have that a little bit before dinner, and then not give that again with the dinner because they already consumed that part of the meal that you had prepared. If it's very, very close to dinner, they might be able just to wait and come to the table. It's very important that kids always sit at the kitchen or the dining room table when they eat. Not allowing kids to eat while they watch TV or look at a tablet or be in their bedrooms. They need to come to the table, which is the place for eating. And if they're willing to do that a little bit before dinner to get the beginning part of the meal in, that's fine. But you're not going to cater to them and let them eat it somewhere else.
Is it okay for me to give her, if she asks for like a granola bar, or should I just say, dinner's not ready, wait it out, and we just move on? So if my son, I can give like a little piece of fruit, but can I get my daughter asked for a granola bar or a cheese stick, should I hold off?
If she's asking for something that obviously is on her bucket list of what she wants, I would hold off. I think if it's close to dinner, it should be part of that dinner meal, whatever you can get together quickly and serve her kind of as the appetizer.
I know a lot of people that hold off on giving the milk or the water with dinner. Do we give it, or do we give it after dinner or after or before their meal?
According to the My Plate guidelines, kids are supposed to be eating or drinking 3 cups of milk or yogurt daily. For the littler kids, it's not a full 8 ounces. It's smaller, 4 to 6 ounces. But this is a food group that a lot of kids are having trouble mastering. So I personally would serve milk with each meal because they get used to having it. Water is always okay.
My child will only drink the milk and not the dinner. It'll fill up on the 8 ounce of milk, but then dinner, she won't even touch it. What do I do in that point with the milk?
That's a very interesting question, because we want the kids to make their own decisions. And if the child chooses milk, that's their right. But I understand you being concerned as a parent that then they're not touching anything else on their plate. My compromise would be to serve them less milk, maybe cut the portion to 4 ounces so they still get the food item that they like the best, but hopefully they are not getting filled up on it so that they can't eat the other good food that's on the plate.
Thank you, Connie. I'm going to use these tips at home. For parents and caregivers, if you want to learn more about healthy nutrition, please don't forget to sign up for this free training.
Thank you, Connie, and thank you, Katie, for joining us today at our podcast series. This has been a great little taste, about childhood nutrition. This will be a seminar not to be missed, so please join us on Wednesday, June 13th from 6:30 to 8:30 in the Kirby Gym. Register online at madisonareaymca.org or by calling the Kirby Center. Stay healthy out there.